Gee, Eve, agus Falchico, G and Flora coming, Lucas Hill, and Shockton, and Shola, me, Tom Cormack, with you as usual on a Wednesday night. And, well, the focus very much on ladies football tonight and Termin's bid for All Ireland Senior Club Glory this weekend when they take on Mort Abbey from Cork in an All Ireland final. Only the second ever Donegal team to appear in a ladies final. Of course, St. Junan's reached the final back in 1996 and lost to Wexford champions Shelmaliers. But a great buzz around Termin and certainly great excitement in the parish and everybody looking forward to it. And well, coming up on tonight's programme, we're going to hear from star players Maureen O'Donnell, Laurie Gallagher, and Olive McCafferty. While we'll also hear from, well, club stalwart and long-time club referee and the great club supporter and great supporter of ladies football in the club, in particular, Benny Trearty. But first this evening, we begin by one of the, well, first players to play for ladies football for the Termin club, and indeed that was way back in the early 90s, and of course now a staunch club committee member and a former chairperson of the ladies board, and that's Deirdre Gallagher.
Well, Deirdre Gallagher, here in Termin a week before an All-Ireland final, great buzz about. Did you ever think you'd see the day?
No, to be honest, I never thought I'd see the day. I was here at the beginning of the Termin Ladies. We set it up from 89, 90 maybe. And at that stage, every team in this county beat the Termin team because we were, well, we did our best, but we were only getting up and going. And to think that now we've nurtured a team that are in an All-Ireland final is just, it's beyond words, really. It really is an incredible achievement by this bunch of girls. They're amazing.
Yeah, and how difficult was it to keep it going in those early years?
It was difficult because people thought it was a joke. You know, I mean, people did laugh. There's no point in me saying it any other way. People thought it was a joke that we thought that we could play the same game. And, of course, it's a different game. But we played on, you know, and then other clubs started. And then some of us got called up to a county scene. And then people started to think, well, maybe there's something to this. And then the county then won an Ulster final in whatever year it was, 92.
This wasn't the early years of ladies football, really.
This was the start of it. And, well, start of it here. And there wasn't that many clubs at that stage here in the county, you know. So we were just at the very difficult enough, to be honest with you. But
And the club, I think, went out of existence. So the team went off the scene for a couple of years and then was reorganised in 2001, I think.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, you know the way it depended on who was here and who was about. And, you know, it's a small parish. And sometimes, like the class that my daughter was in up in Termin, there was only three girls in it. So, you know, you can't have a team if the personnel aren't there.
So that's kind of
what happened for a couple of years and back. But sure, look where we are now.
And what brought about where you are today?
Oh, it's a hard one to answer. It's a very hard one to answer. I think, you know, you have to go back really to primary school, to what you got there. Christy Gillespie had come in the Munskull competitions. He was big into that, I think, there. Plus families that are big GAA families. It's a small area. There's not much else, and I don't mean that in a derogatory way, but Termin Club is your social life. It's your friends. It's
very
your
much
family.
Part of the community.
Well, it's everything. It is the community, really and truly. And you know, what do you do on a Saturday? You come out and you train, and they came out and they trained, and families are big into it, and siblings are playing, and parents have played, and it's just your flags are flying, and this is where you come and you play, and
obviously a very special bunch of players came along as well.
But these are incredible, and they've been there, like they would have done the Cumann na Munscoil. You had Harry and Maura McGlynn, who nurtured these girls when they were very young, and different managers. I don't want to leave anyone out along the way, but there's something so special. They're extremely talented, number one, but then they have a great camaraderie between them. There's no jealousy. There's nothing like that. It's, you know, there's nothing about anybody being an individual. It's very much a team effort, and that's where I'd be seeing this has come from. Plus 120% commitment. Mm-hmm. I've never seen anything like them.
And I know there's been great success in the last 10 years in junior, intermediate, senior championships all won. You know, but it looked for a long time as if the All-Ireland, regional Ireland, was beyond them.
Yeah, it did. And was it two years ago that we hosted Inch Rovers here from Cork in the All-Ireland?
Four years ago.
And what an incredible day that was for the club, and they were beaten then. But, you know, they never put their heads down. I'm sure they were gutted, as we all were, but they lifted it up again, and this is the same batch of girls, nearly, apart from whatever couple of minors have joined them and whatever other people have come and joined the club.
Obviously, they have a lot of experience going, which is good
and
going into
the club. Well, they have, you know, and they're not cocky girls or anything. They know they have a team to beat. They don't take anything for granted. They know they have a job to do. They all do their own job, and That's why they are the way they are. That's why they are where they are.
Yeah. And great excitement, as I said, in the parish.
Ah, well, it's just, I mean, for any parish, if it was your club, it'd be the same. It's what we work for all year. It's what the executive work for, and it's what they work for. It's what they come from college in England for. Yeah. They travel 10 weeks.
Yeah, because there is a lot of commitment involved.
There's two girls that travel from England nearly every weekend for training. I mean, where would you get the likes of it? It's incredible.
Yeah, that's Olive, is it? And,
Olive and Roisin McCafferty. Yeah. Gallagher College in Galway. Shannon McGrady in College in Maynooth.
Yeah.
These girls come home to train. They're not coming home to socialise. They're coming home to train to get to where they are now.
Yeah, yeah. Will there be anybody left in Terma next Sunday?
No, I don't think so. Well, I hope not. Yeah. I hope there's nobody in Glenswilly or Creasle or Downings either, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
the county should get behind them now. I mean, we're representing the county.
And do you find the county is getting behind them?
Ah, yeah. There are loads of get well wishes, surely. Of course, everybody's behind them, you know. We're representing their county.
We won't tempt fate by asking what it would be like to win it, but it would be good.
Oh my God, it'd be the greatest thing. Oh, it would be just, well, it'd be the culmination of a lot of hard work from them, number one, but from everybody that has dreamt of it for years and years. And it's great for Ladies GAA in the county. It puts us on a pedestal. Something that was people laughed at 20 years ago. Now look, they're in an All Ireland final.
And obviously, you, as you said at the start, when it wasn't fashionable or desirable to play for Termin, obviously feel, you know, a certain amount of pride as well.
Absolutely, I have a daughter on the panel as well, which is makes life even more exciting. But yeah, we struggled out there, and I mean, there was games. Somebody reminded me last week that we were beaten in a game 1-0. Dunlow scored 1 point and we scored none. Yeah. You know, that's, and how could people come to those kind of games? You know, it was a joke at the time, but, you know, Unions would have been the big team at the time and they came out here and thrashed us, but, you know, it just goes to show what can be done with a bit of determination.
A great example to any small club.
Oh, absolutely, and let no small club think it can't be done, because I'll tell you, it has happened here.
Well, exciting times, Olive, isn't it?
Yes, it is, yeah, for the girls. I don't think we'd ever thought we got to an All-Ireland final, but it's all of our kind of hopes and dreams all put together for 1 year, so we're all really excited about it.
And it's taken a big effort, isn't it?
Massive effort from everyone, girls travelling back from all parts of the country and abroad, so massive.
And tell us your story, you're working?
I'm working over in Glasgow in one of the hospitals there. I'm a physio, I'm working over there as a physio, so I'm travelling over and back most weekends for games and training and whatnot.
Right. So how many times did you come home so far this year?
I think this is my maybe 8th weekend out of 9, maybe, I think so. And then championship before that, I was home a couple of times during the summer, so for championship games and a couple of leagues. So I'd say about, you're up into about double figures, about how many times.
You must be well in with your bosses, because I'm sure there's a lot of shift work involved and weekend work.
I think a lot of calling favours from girls and trying to work other days that I mightn't have to come home for football, just to make up for time for when I have to come home. So yeah, a lot of working during the week and other weekends, so just to try to make up for time.
Yeah. And tell me, you know, what's your weekly normal weekend schedule when you do come home?
So I work Monday to Friday. I might have to work an odd week for the rugby team that I do physio for as well.
What's the name of that team?
Hillhead rugby team. And then at the weekends, I'd normally fly home on a Friday night or a Saturday morning, so just straight from work on a Friday evening to the airport, and then fly back, train twice at the weekends.
Glasgow to Derry, is it?
Glasgow to Derry or Glasgow to Belfast. And mum or dad would pick me up from the airport.
And then back?
Then back, train Saturday, Sunday, and then pretty much straight back to the airport then.
Yeah. And I think last weekend for the semi-final, were you working? You only flew in on Saturday, Sunday morning, was it?
Yeah, I was working all day Saturday and I was on call till Sunday morning. So I just, once my shift finished, I got to the airport, and then my brother picked me up from Dublin and straight to
Galway. What time was that? Flight hours?
Flight was at 8:30 in the morning. Got into Dublin at 9:30 and then got over to Galway at just about 12, and then straight after the game hardly finished, and I was already in the change room out the gate before the girls even got into the change room.
What time was the flight?
Flight back was just after 7, so I had to rush because the second half was a bit over over time. I didn't expect it to run on so long.
So that's a huge effort, isn't it?
Massive effort, but to be honest, we all want it, and I want it as much as anyone else, so if that means I have to come back from Glasgow.
And you're not the only one travelling.
No, my cousin Roisin is coming over from Coventry at the weekends as well. She's trying to fit it around college work and stuff as well, so big effort there as well.
Yeah, but she's only a student.
She's only a student, but she's studying and stuff to be doing as well, so it might be a wee bit easier to miss some college.
And tell me, training-wise during the week, is it difficult to get much training done?
There's a team I kind of latched onto over there, Glasgow Gales. They've put in a huge stint with me as well, letting me come along to trainings and a few games and stuff, and I'm training with the university team now, and I train in a bit with a running club as well, just to try and keep my fitness up. So I'm out 3 or 4 nights a week, keeping up my fitness.
So it's football totally at the moment.
Football totally.
No social life whatsoever.
No social life.
Yeah. So what are you planning for next weekend?
Hopefully now we'll take a cup home to Termon. Yeah.
But in terms of your schedule?
I luckily got Monday off, but that's all about it. I can get off. So hopefully we'll have a cup come back to Termon. I can do a bit of celebrating Sunday
night.
So
you're not going to be rushing back to Dublin?
Not rushing back to anywhere for it. That'll be Monday.
Tell me, you're playing how long?
I've been playing since I was about 7 or 8 on Termon, so it doesn't matter whether I'm abroad, I still want to play with my own club team.
Yeah. So you have won the junior, were you in the junior champ?
I wasn't, I was just started the year after the junior. I started with intermediate team that we beat, I think it was St. Michael's, can't remember what year that was, and then
2006,
and I've been playing since then. So.
Yeah.
I think Jimmy the Decent was my first manager for Termon Ladies. So, yeah.
And of course, you're from a great family, a tradition here.
There's
daughter of
Christy McCaffrey. There's 5 McCaffreys in the team, the 3 of us sisters, and then Roisin and Grania as well. So I think all the families are pretty proud, and everyone in the parish as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So obviously, you know, it's hold back the tears time, really, isn't it, at this stage, you know, in terms of if you were to win on Sunday?
I think it just would be unbelievable. I don't think anyone has really kind of... It's not settled down kind of how big an occasion this is to the club and everything, and it's just massive. I don't think anyone realises how big it is until if we win. Hopefully when we win, I think it'll take a while to settle in.
And the fact that you won Ulster in 2010, lost the semi-final here.
Yeah.
You know, you appreciate how difficult it is to get to where you've got.
To be honest, that 2010, we were kind of on a winning streak, and I think we took it a little bit for granted, and I think from since then we know all the hard work it takes to get to there, and this year we have gone above and beyond anything, and fair play to all the girls for making the commitment. We really have put in the effort this year, and we do appreciate how hard it is to get to here. I think that's why we want it so much. We have put in the effort, and hopefully now on Sunday we'll get a good result.
Well, Laura, looking forward to the final. It's exciting times, I'm sure.
It is, yeah. It's really exciting for the Termon Parish now. They're all geared up for it now.
Yeah. And tell me, when did you start playing? Because obviously you're from Dunswilly.
Well, I started playing as a young girl with the boys, and then came in Termon minors then with the girls, so took a step then to go to seniors then with them, so it's great.
Right, it's been a great journey over the last few years, hasn't it?
It has. A lot of disappointments, but it's well worth it now, getting into an All-Ireland finals. It's amazing.
Yeah. And how many years are you playing with the seniors here?
Five or six years.
So you've been right there from the very beginning with the senior run.
I have. 2010, I think, was a really first step up. We won the county, and then going on then to Ulster, we were inexperienced. We didn't know, and it was a huge step up for us. But
won Ulster at the first attempt, though. It was great.
It was brilliant. With no fearness. We were so young. We just didn't know what to expect, and we're just no fearness, and we just went.
Yeah, but like all football stories, the next year didn't go as well.
No, when you put more plan into it, then it kind of it's harder to win back then again. So it is, obviously, but. No, a couple of years disappointment, fairly worth it this year now when we got Ulster.
And Dunamoyne had been the big stumbling block in Ulster, hadn't they?
They were. They're always going to be the big ones. They were just a big challenge mentally for us to get over them.
Yeah.
And we just knew this year that nothing's going to stop us.
Yeah.
We worked hard for it, like.
Yeah. I had a sense all year talking to Francie and Maureen and other players that, you know, that while nobody was saying it, the All-Ireland final and reaching it was the goal.
It was the goal because... When we got the Ulster in 2010, we knew we had a team that could win an All-Ireland. And it was just getting past Dunamoyne was the biggest challenge. And once we knew we'd get past them, we were fairly focused on getting to an All-Ireland final.
Yeah.
Was, you know, because we were well capable of it.
Yeah.
This team.
And again, tough challenge in the semi-final, having to go to Galway.
It was their home ground. They have a lot of support, but it was a very tough battle now. But the girls, fair play, stuck to the game plan, and it worked out for us.
Yeah. And now, obviously, Moore Nabby, isn't it? Moore Nabby from Cork in the final. Their new team, they're probably a bit like you were in 2010.
Yeah, they are, surely. I mean, they've never, I think, got an All-Ireland leader, I don't think, and they're in the same position as us. Big challenge, but it's also a big challenge for them.
know.
Yeah, yeah. And much support coming from Glen Swilly. I know there's great rivalry in the men's game, but are you getting much support?
I am actually. Yeah, a lot of ones are on about it, and a few Glen Swilly ones were up last week too at the semi-final 2 weeks ago. Man, there's a good crowd going up there, hopefully.
And of course, you're from the famous Gallagher clan. The big brother is obviously Neil, a double all-star. Any advice from him?
No, usually all the way about. Dad used to give him the advice. No, he does give you advice, so he does. He's kind of good and calm about it and gives you good advice, yeah.
Yeah, and will he be about, because the All-Star trip's coming up, will he be about for the final?
No, he's away in Boston, I think, with the All-Stars, so.
Oh, he's going to miss it, so.
He's going to miss it.
Yeah, well,
he'll be all right.
No, but it's obviously, it's brilliant to be looking forward to it.
Oh, it is. It's massive, like, for the ones of sport, Donegal ladies football, like, it's huge an event. For them to be looking up for this year, like, it's just...
Yeah. And tell me, I noticed you're getting some goalkeeping coaching and some tips from Michael Boyle.
Michael, in fairness, I was promised it all year, but eventually I got it.
Yeah.
But no, Michael's good, he knows what his dad's way is, and give me good tips and that.
Yeah, and how did you end up in goals?
I think I played minors, I was out in midfield, and then I got injured in my back then a bit, so then I kind of went into nets because my calf was more inclined to go out field a bit. So I just swapped positions and it just worked.
Yeah. And how do you like it, or how do you find it?
I like goals. Yeah. I do. When you have the back line that we have, you know, you're not under severe pressure all the time. They're good.
Yeah, but it's the kind of a pressure position though, isn't it? Because
it is,
obviously
it
if
is.
You make a mistake out midfield, somebody can cover for you. But if you make a mistake...
And that's, it's more, you can see it more, but... The girls rolling behind you, and if a goal goes in, they're there just to support you, and they're like, gather next time.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter, we'll get you next time.
Yeah. So there's a good mood in the camp, isn't there? Because a lot of experience, like you're one of the experienced players now as well. You've been, four Donegal Championships, 2 Ulsters.
Yeah. Great experience. Bo, Gracie, and Trey's there. They're massive experience in them. They're always keeping us in focus this week, especially. They keep us very focused and stick to the game plan.
Benny. What is it like to be a member of a team in an All-Ireland final?
It's an unbelievable dream come true, actually. You've been dreaming about this for years, but you'd never expect it could happen.
Yeah.
In a club, the same as Chairman, we have a small club. We're supposed to be the second smallest in the county. And from, you know, we're a Gaeltacht club, we're a very rural club here. We have no large towns gathered, and it's a very rural population as well, if you... take around from Garton to Kilmacrennan. It's really, and we've clubs right round us as well, coming in there with St Union's above us, Glen Swilly, Milford, and we've St Michael's. And we only go as far as the gap there towards Creasler, and that's our boundaries. It's really small. Yeah. The area we cover is extremely small. But the workforce we have in it is great. A lot of dedicated people, Tom, in the club. And
what is it about the ladies wing of the club, shall we say?
Well, those ladies deserve a lot of credit themselves, because, you know, they fundraise themselves, they look after themselves, and most of the expenses occur, they create that revenue themselves. Yeah. And that's great.
Yeah. And a lot of people, obviously, have put in a lot of work down the years.
A lot of people at all. Most of the team has won at least 4 or 5 Common and Bunce Gold. They came from the one school, and now we have 8 of them all together in the team, and that's great. They've been playing now for 10 years together or more, actually, some of them.
So, obviously, Master Christy Gillespie did.
Oh, Christy Gillespie made a fantastic stride for the club. You know, both boys and girls, he really has. Yeah. We've been going for years now, going to one in Common and Bunce Gold, and the girls competition particularly. But we're gifted then. All the girls, you know, there's 7 of them there from the one town land just to shoot and here, which is great. You have the McCaffertys, the Freels, the McLaughlin's down the road, you know.
Yeah.
And if you come out with 10 of the team was on about 200 yards apart, that's a fantastic achievement for the area itself, you know.
Yeah. But it's created a great buzz and a sense of excitement, I'm sure.
It creates a great excitement, you know, everybody's on a high. We couldn't believe it, you know. We were in a downer, you know, 2 years ago when we were beaten in the county final, and also in the competition 4 years ago too as well. But we came back this year, they're regrouped. The amount of work that these girls have been in is unbelievable, Tom.
Because I know, I was speaking to Olive McCafferty there, and her cousin Roisin, they're over and back to from England.
Yeah, that's right. Roisin there, you know, we left in Cornbourne last Sunday, and you know, it was unbelievable. 4 of them, 2 of them flying out of the country, 1 of them had to go to Maynooth, 2 of them to Dublin. You know, when you go to Scotland, England, looking for flights, and just leaving, they hadn't even time to have a cup of tea along with the rest of the girls, you know. Yeah, but that's commitment. They're back here today again. They've 10 times now that Roisin has come back from England. You know, Olive's exactly the same. And that's big pressure on girls. No social life at all. It's all football for them.
What would it mean if now you were to win
the lotto? You know, that's flick one in the lotto.
Yeah.
You know, I'll die a very content man if we do it.
Well, Maureen, I suppose we couldn't come to Termon without speaking to Maureen O'Donnell for so long. The star down here. What's it like now this week?
Well, it's just as I was saying there, it's an absolute dream come true for myself and for a lot of the girls here in the club. I mean, who doesn't dream of being in an All-Ireland club final? I think it's probably the biggest prize that you can get in Gaelic football, and men and women alone are always dreaming of that day. And, you know, we're trying to come down to earth here and focus, and because it's actually real, it's happening, you know. We're in an All-Ireland final next weekend, and, you know, we're buzzing about it.
What has it been like since the semi-final? Has the atmosphere changed, the buzz in the parish, the whole thing?
Well, definitely in the parish. I mean, there's flags up and there's banners up and there's good luck all around, so everywhere you go, you know, it's real, it's there in your face, you know. So, and I mean, the club, the supporters are all they're fantastic, and they're so, so proud of us. And I mean, one of the papers reported that they were the 16th player last Sunday, and I mean, that was true. We were down in Clonberyn and there was a massive support of Galway down there, and you really couldn't hear them among the Termon supporters, and that's what drove us over the line. So, I mean, the buzz in the camp, we've always had the same atmosphere, you know, great bunch of girls here, we always get on well, there's nothing negative, it's always positive, and you always look forward to coming to training, and we've been training maybe, I suppose, the best part of 4 years for this day now, and, you know, I don't know that we believe that we're in an All-Ireland semi-final. It's not that we're thinking that the occasion's massive, you know, we're still thinking of it as another game, and maybe perhaps after the whole event's over, we'll actually sit down and say, my God, you know, we're in an All-Ireland final, maybe then it'll hit home, but right now, at the moment, it hasn't really sunk in.
Is it the years of disappointment that's been driving you on this year?
You know, over the years, people speak of experience and what experience means, but when you're hurt, like in games, like when you lose out games that you've actually put a lot of hard work into, like you feel it, like and you do learn a lot of lessons from it. They're hard lessons at the time because you're absolutely devastated. No more so than in 2010 in the semi-final when Inch Rovers beat us by, you know, a margin, like only 2 points. Like the girls, we were just devastated as a unit.
Yeah. Was the seed sown that day? Were they?
They were, like, from that day on, we knew as a team that we could get into, we could compete among the best in Ireland, like, you know, it wasn't just a one-hit wonder for us, you know, we could be up there, and that shows this year and the team and the camp, you know. We drove on and we passed Dunamoyne, you know, we beat Dunamoyne, and they're a quality side, no more so than Clonberyn, you know, who beat the reigning champions Cairnacon, like. And, you know, I think this year what we've been missing for a lot of years, which is a lot of belief. There's a lot of belief in the team. We actually believe now that we're good enough to be at this level, you know. And compete at this level, and I mean, it's an absolute massive achievement for some of the younger girls and some of the girls that have been here for a while now. That to get to this, to get to this day, like,
is that what has driven you on and kept you on? I don't want to be ageist or anything, but you know, in terms of you've been around so long and playing so long, you know, a rare commodity in ladies football.
Well, I guess myself, I'm very lucky that I just stayed at it this long. You know, people have said to me, Mo, you spoke of retiring maybe 3 years ago and you're still here. And then I tell them this year that I'm hanging up the boots, you know, and they're saying, you said that a couple of years ago, Mo. But, you know, I just think that, I don't know, it's very, very... It's very, very rare that you get this opportunity, and I am very thankful that I am in this position, because I guess I did hang in there, you know. I've been playing for a long time, and I could have given up maybe last year when the hurt was so bad in 2010, when it was hard then, like, and you thought, I'll never get back to this stage again. I just thought to myself, you know, it was easy to give up then, but, you know, it's the team, and whatever's about the team and whatever's here in Termon and the bunch of girls that we have here, you just want to come back for more.
Yeah.
Because the training's so, so hard. Nobody wants to be at that kind of training, in the evenings and the pouring rain. But I'm just so glad I stuck in there, and we all stuck together, and we all stayed together as a unit. And then we've had a few more additions into the team, younger players, which have really boosted the team as well. And, I mean, it's great. So I'm very, very lucky, Tom, you know.
Yeah. You know, you've won Donegal championships, you've won Ulster semi-finals, you've won lost Ulster finals, you've won two Ulster finals, you've won an All-Ireland semi-final, you've lost one. You know, you've experienced all that.
next Sunday is a whole new experience.
Absolutely, it is. We're going on to an All-Ireland final now. You know, there's a different preparation for it. You have to be prepared mentally, and I suppose you have to be at your best physical level as well, especially when you're up against a team from Cork. You know, they're not going to be a shabby team. But as you say, a lot of experience gained along the way, and that all adds up. It helps you to prepare mentally. Like, we went into the semi-final last week, and I swear to God, like, in the dressing room, it wasn't as if we were going into a semi-final. It was like we were going out into a regular game. Everything felt right. The camp, the buzz on the camp, the way we prepared for the game, there was very little nerves, and any nerves that were there, they were used in a positive way in the field. Everything just seemed to click, but I think that's coming from the momentum that we gained in the Ulster final. Do you know, and the belief that I told you that that's in us now at the minute. Like, you know, we go out there now and we believe that we can play well. And it's all about making the right choices, but it definitely is down to experience. And you know, I do feel now going into an All-Ireland final that we're not thinking that it's a massive occasion. We're just treating it as any other game, which is the best way to go into it, because other than that, like, nerves can change a player in the day. Like, if you're not prepared mentally for it on the day, it can sway a game. And there's a lot of teams that have went as far as an All-Ireland final and then they've faltered at the last hurdle, you know, because the occasion has got to them. But to be fair, that's the experience that we have maybe in the team. Maybe that's what will help us maybe on Sunday, just to treat it as a normal game. And hopefully we can go out there and all we need to do really is play our best football. And I mean, there's a 50-50 chance now at the stage of us winning the game. It's all down to how we perform on the day, as every game is, you know. There are fantastic teams out there that go out and they're the best team on a day, but they just don't perform and they don't show up and they end up losing out, you know. But hopefully now on Sunday we can stay focused, stay calm, not panic about anything and just play our own game, not worry about anyone else.
Jimmy O'Donnell must be a very proud man this
year. Well, Dad and Mum have been supporting me now. As I say, I'm playing for the club for 27 years now, and for me to be in an All-Ireland final, I think they're just absolutely delighted for me. Perhaps they can't believe it as well. You know, at this stage, you know, they're saying, Mo, you know, you were going to give up a long time ago, and look at where you are now. And then Mum spoke of not going to the game last week, but I'm so glad that she was at the game. And, you know, my Nana and my family, and Nana said to me last week there, she was in Croke Park with me as well, you know, so she said to me, I might go to the game. And I said, maybe you're better staying at home. We don't want you to have a heart attack on the sideline. But once I told her it was televising TV, she thinks now she's going to stay at home maybe and light a candle and pray. But I, Dad, Mum and them all,
what's your
so proud.
Name?
Rose McFadden, she's from Croesley. But she supported me all throughout my years playing, you know, and she puts a picture up in the fridge every now and then, you know. She's that type of supporter, but she's great.
There'll be
fantastic.
A few candles there, I'm sure.
Oh, there'll be a lot of holy candles. She told me the last day, you need to buy me a new candle because it's burnt out, the other one. So, but Mum and Dad will be at the game, and my brother's in Australia, and he'll be praying for me as well. And there are a lot of people. I mean, the sport's fantastic, and that's what you need. Every player needs that, you know, as well, behind them. Without the support, I know we do all the hard work and we do all the training, but without them at the games, you know, without the backing of your family and your friends, it doesn't really mean a lot. So it's great to have them, you know, and I'm sure the whole county will be behind us now on Sunday, Tom.
Well, the best of luck, Maureen. I hope it's successful.
Thanks very much, Tom. Thank you.
That's Maureen O'Donnell there, wrapping up our look ahead to Sunday's All-Ireland Club Ladies Final between Termin, the Donegal and Ulster champions, and Moran Abbey from Cork, the Munster champions. And well, we wish Maureen and everybody all the best in that final on Sunday, and a special hello to Maureen's aunt Nana, Rose McFadden in Creasland. I'm sure hopefully you have a new candle for the game, Rose, on Sunday afternoon. But just to remind you as well, we'll be looking further ahead to that game on Saturday afternoon on our preview programme with Francie Friel and Gerly McLaughlin, captain of the side, Francie, of course, manager. And also we'll be looking ahead to Oris versus Rock in the Ulster Junior Final and Slochneil versus St Enda's in the Ulster Senior Championship Final. But that's about it from me from this week. My thanks to Paul McDevitt, and my thanks as well to Maureen O'Donnell, Benny Traherty, Laura Gallagher, Olive McCafferty and Deirdre Gallagher. All the best, Termin. Slán agus, bye.